Well, turning your Bibles to Galatians chapter 1, as we're continuing, of course, our study of Paul's letter to the churches of Galatia. He is writing to the churches that he founded really on his first missionary journey, and he writes to correct some issues. There's some problems and some misunderstandings. You remember that after Paul went there and taught them and told them about Christ and salvation by grace through faith, he talked about the Christian life, he talked about everything, and he left. A group called Judaizers came in. They were Jewish. Most of the time, they were Jewish people. They came in, and they actually were called Judaizers because they believed the law was the key, and they think that you had to keep the law to be saved. They confused the message of salvation. They confused the Christian life. And so as we look at the book of Galatians, and as we see these issues, there are the problems, and here's some problems that need to be dealt with. The first one was the salvation issue. Was salvation by faith or salvation by works? Was salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, or works, or something that we do? And the second issue is, of course, the Christian life. What we're going to look at as we go through it. Is the Christian life a walk of faith in the power of the Holy Spirit based on the Word of God? Or is it a set of rules? Is it, as the Judaizers would say, you have to keep all of the feast days and all the festivals and all of that? And then the third thing, of course, in the letter was the authority. Was Paul an apostle or not? Because they said that Paul really was an apostle, was not an apostle of Jesus Christ. And Paul says, yes, he is. And this morning, we're continuing, of course, our study, and we're seeing Paul defends his apostleship and his message. In fact, we're going to see that he declares, and we've seen this already a little bit, but he declares that his authority, his apostleship is not from men, but it's from Jesus Christ. And then he says, he declares that his message, the gospel, the good news message, is not from men, but from Jesus Christ. And they go together, his apostleship and his message. And today we're continuing to see this. We're going to see Paul's background. And in the next couple of weeks, Paul's going to write to the Galatians. He's going to tell them about his life. He's going to tell them about his background. And we'll see how that fits together. Well, have you ever given your testimony? And when I say testimony, your testimony, how you came to know Christ as Savior. I trusted Jesus Christ at 19. I trusted Christ on a Bible study on a Thursday night. I'd been to church maybe twice in my whole life, once when I was 6, once when I was 12. I trusted in Christ. After I trusted in Christ, some guys said, let's go to church. And so I went with the guys on Sunday morning to church. And I was sitting there with my friend. His name was Ray Bridges. And the guy was speaking was one of our guys. That was a little church, and they didn't have a pastor. And one of the guys, we were lived in the athletic dorm at Delta State, and one of the guys was actually the preacher that day. He's up there speaking, and I'm sitting there listening, thinking, well, you know, church is not that bad. I mean, this is like my third time now, and now it's not that bad, especially since now I know Christ as Savior. And then he said something. He said, I want you all to come back tonight for our 6 o'clock service. We have a young man who's going to give his testimony. He has just trusted Christ this week. And I look over at Ray Bridges, and I said, who's he talking about? And he said, you. I went, me. And that night was the first time I'd ever given my testimony of how I came to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Well, hopefully that all of us who know Christ will be able to tell others how we came to know Christ as Savior. And we have a study that's taught by Brian James. It's called the 412 study. We have that on Wednesday nights. And there's a couple of lessons that actually tell you how to share your faith. We use a thing called the bad news, good news, or the bridge, or the one verse, John 3:16. But one of the ways we teach people to share their faith is by their testimony. Because your testimony can be a powerful tool on telling people how you came to know Christ and what the gospel is. This morning, as we continue in the book of Galatians, Paul is going to tell the Galatians his background. He's going to, in a sense, give his testimony. He's going to talk about what he was like before salvation, at salvation, then after. And if you've ever studied the book of Acts, two different times, Paul gives his testimony of how he trusted Christ on the road to Damascus. He does the same thing in Galatians. In fact, here's what he does. He says that before salvation, he was a persecutor of the church in Christ. He says at salvation, he believed in Jesus Christ. And then after salvation, we're going to see early, he traveled down to Arabia and then on to Jerusalem. And there's a reason he is telling this. Why is he talking about these things? Because he wants these people to know that he's writing to, that his message and his apostleship and his message and everything didn't come from people. It came from Jesus Christ. Remember these Judaizers were saying that Paul's message was wrong? Paul's saying, my message is not wrong. My message came from Christ, and we'll see it as we go through it. Let me remind you. of what we've seen. Paul, on his first missionary journey, traveled to, he left Antioch, went across Cyprus, went up into this region, which is called Galatia, and he went to these churches. He went to Antioch, Pisidia, that's what that's called, Iconium, Lystra, Derbe. He founded churches. He led people to Christ, told people about Jesus. They trusted Christ. Churches were formed, persecution. They went all over the place. He went back through the cities, came down to Italia, and went back to Antioch. That was his first missionary journey. We said that after he went on that journey, a group of people, as we called them Judaizers, came back to those group of people and said that Paul was wrong, that in order to be saved, to actually have a relationship with God and to have what they might call life, you had to keep the Mosaic law. You had to do good things to be saved. And what they actually did is they attacked the message, which was salvation and Christian life. They attacked that, and they attacked Paul, and they said Paul wasn't an apostle. Paul's message was salvation was grace through faith. Their message was works of the law. Paul said the Christian life was living by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and they said it's keeping all the rules and regulations. They said that Paul really wasn't an apostle. And so when we think about the purpose of the letter, it was to correct these problems, that salvation is by faith and not works of the law. And that's the message we proclaim. Salvation is by faith and not works. The Christian life is a life of faith in the power of the Holy Spirit based on the Word of God. It is not rules and regulations. And then finally, Paul says, he is an apostle appointed by God. And these first couple of chapters, in fact, the book is an incredible letter, but the first couple of chapters, he's talking about his apostleship, and he's talking about that he has the authority. In fact, look at verse 1. I just want to remind you this. We've seen this already. Look how Paul starts the letter. He says, Paul, an apostle. Notice, not sent from men nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Paul begins the letter by saying, I am an apostle, not because some men made me apostle, but because Jesus Christ made me an apostle. We saw the problem. The Judaizers have come in and they've said all these different things. And Paul said last time, we saw it last week, that Paul said, I am amazed that the message that I gave you, the message of grace through faith, has already been distorted. He said, I'm amazed you've moved away. Look at verse 6. He says, I'm amazed you're so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. I'm amazed you've already moved to a different message, which is not really another message. There are those who are disturbing you and distorting the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel? What is the good news message? Well, you remember it's found in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, that Paul says, I delivered to you of first importance, which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. The death of Christ to pay for our sins, and he rose again on the third day. It's resurrection, Jesus Christ. The gospel message is that Jesus died and rose again, and the response to the gospel is faith. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. You listen to this carefully. That is the gospel. Jesus died and rose again, and whoever believes in him will never perish but have everlasting life. Paul says to the Galatians, I'm amazed you've already moved away from that message, because the Judaizers had distorted the message and distorted the gospel of Christ. And so as we continue, of course, this morning, Paul's going to talk about getting the gospel message. I want you to see this in outline. In verses 11 and 12 this morning, he's going to talk about that he defends his message, that it came from Jesus Christ. And then we're going to briefly, quickly look at his early years, verses 13 through 17, before salvation and at salvation. So we're going to see how that fits together. And it's really amazing. And so notice that Paul says his apostleship was not from men, but from God. And he says his message, the gospel, was not from men, but from God. Look at verse 11. This is where we'll start this morning, as Paul reminds them about his gospel message. And by the way, I want you to think about it. What is your gospel message? When you go out these doors and somebody asks you, or if you had an opportunity to share your faith, if you had an opportunity to tell someone how they can know that they have eternal life, what would you tell them? What is the message that you would tell them? Look what Paul says in verse 11. He says, for I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me, the gospel which I proclaimed, is not according to man. I didn't receive it from man. I wasn't taught it from man. So he starts off by talking about the gospel. Realize how important it is to have a clear gospel message. I want you to think about this, that man's message is always works. If you got people and you set people down and you say, what do you think a person has to do to get to God? People always put works in it. God's message is a message of grace. I want you to see what Paul says at the beginning. He says, I want you to know, brethren, that the gospel, this good news message, which was preached by me, which was proclaimed by me, is not according to men. Now, the gospel, and we've talked about it many, many times, and I hope and pray that every one of you in this room, you understand this gospel message. It's called good news. It's Jesus dying and for our sins, rising again to conquer death, and whoever believes in him has eternal life. It is that simple. That's what the message is from the Bible. Paul says, I want you to know that the message which was preached by me was not from men. He gives the negative aspect first, and he says, this is not according to man. It's not from man. It didn't come from men. Look what he says. For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. Listen, it's not a man-made message. And to be honest, if men are going to make up a message, we always put works in there. We always say it's something that we do. Before I trusted Christ as Savior, before I understood anything, if you'd have come to me and said, how do you think a person can go to heaven or get to be with God or have eternal life? I would have said, well, you've just got to try to do more good than bad. You just got to try to live a good life. You just try to do good. And mankind's message, we call it religion. Mankind's message is, if you do good, you can get to God somehow. Try to live a good life. Try to do something to please God. Whether it's to be baptized or join a church or turn away from sin or to keep the Ten Commandments or whatever it is, the Judaizer said you had to keep the law of Moses to be saved. This is what separates true Christianity from religion. Religion is man trying to please God. Christianity is God pleasing God. God so loved the world that he gave his son. Salvation in Christianity is not what we do. It is what Jesus Christ has done, and we trust in him for salvation. Religion says, do this. Christianity says, it's already done in Jesus Christ. Paul says, this message, this gospel message which was preached by me is not according to man. He said, I didn't get this from man. And then he goes on in verse 12 and says, I didn't receive it from man, nor was I taught it from man. He said, people didn't come to me and say, okay, now that you've trusted Christ, here's the message. I want you to notice this. He says, men didn't make up the message. Men didn't tell me the message. Men didn't teach me the message. Paul says, I didn't get this message from people. Well, then where in the world did Paul get the message? Look what he says. I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. He said, listen, it was by means of a revelation of Christ. Jesus Christ told him the message. The word revelation actually means an unveiling. Jesus Christ said, Paul, this is the message you are to proclaim. We call it the grace message of salvation. Now, before we go any further, Paul is going to do this. He's going to remind the Galatians. He's going to say, listen, I want you to understand, I didn't get this message from people. I got it from Jesus. And he's going to go back and talk about trusting Christ and what he did after he trusted Christ. Now, I just want you to look at the verses for a second. In verses 13 and 14, he basically tells about his life before salvation. In verse 15, he talks about salvation. And in verses 16 and 17, he talks about the early years after salvation. But I want you to do something. I want you to hold your place right there in Galatians chapter 1, verse 13, and I want you to turn to the book of Acts. So just move back toward the front of your Bible, just a few pages. There's Corinthians and then Romans, and then you get to the book of Acts and go to Acts chapter 26. And we're going to look at these. Let's see if I can find it. We're going to go to Acts chapter 26, and we're going to look at verses 12 through 18, and we're going to see Christ appearing to Paul. We're going to see Paul's salvation on the road to Damascus, and we're going to see what happens. He starts off by this whole background of Paul's commission, okay? And he tells about it. Let me just give you an idea. In Acts chapter 26, Paul is standing before a king. The king's name is Festus. That doesn't seem like a great name for a king, does it? I mean, when I think Festus, I think a guy on Gunsmoke or something. But anyway, Festus was the king, and he brought Paul before him, and they said, tell us what's going on. And Paul gave his background and how he trusted Christ. So we're fixing to see that in verse, basically in chapter 26, starting at verse 12. And we start off with, as Paul shows what happens. And look at this. This is where he sees Christ. Look at verse 12. He says, while I was so engaged, I was journeying to Damascus with the authority and the commission of the chief priest. Paul was actually going to Damascus to get Christians. He was going up there. They called the way at that time. He was going to go up, and if they were Christians, he was going to arrest them and bring them back to Jerusalem for many of them to be put to death, to be killed. That was his plan. But notice what happened. While so engaged, I was journeying to Damascus with the authority and the commission of the chief priest. At midday, O King Festus, I saw on the way a light from heaven. It was brighter than the sun. It was shining all around me and those who were journeying with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, he says, I was on the way to Damascus, and all of a sudden, he tells us in another place in Acts that this light was brighter than the sun. It was so bright it blinded him. He fell off the animal that he was riding. Other people that were with him, they saw this light. They heard a voice, it says in another place, that they didn't understand what the voice was saying. But Paul saw this light and heard this voice. Of course, the light is Jesus Christ. And it says, when we all fallen to the ground, I heard this voice speaking to me in Hebrew dialect. Saul, Saul, that's Paul's other name, Saul. Why are you persecuting me? Is it hard for you to kick against the goads? And I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. In this passage, he sees Jesus Christ. And I think right then, I mean, it doesn't say right here in the book of Acts, but it says in one of the other places that I think that's when Paul believed in Jesus Christ. He realized that Jesus had died and was really alive and was alive and meeting with him right there. And he says to Paul, I am Jesus Christ. And I think Paul trusted Christ there. And then look what happened. He tells him why he appeared to Paul. Look at verse 16. Paul said, who are you? And he said, I am Jesus. I want you to get up and stand on your feet. For this purpose, I have appeared to you. Why? To appoint you a minister and a witness. Not only the things which you have seen, but also the things in which I will appear to you. I'm going to rescue you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you. He says, I'm sending you to the Gentiles. I'm sending you to the Gentiles. And look at the commission. He goes on and he gives this commission. Why is he sending Paul to the Gentiles? Notice, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light, from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified, notice, by faith in me. He said, Paul, I'm sending you to the Gentiles to turn them from the dark to the light, from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God, so that they can have eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. That's why he was sending Paul. That's the commission. Notice it was that they would receive the forgiveness of sins, they would have salvation and forgiveness and an inheritance from God. Paul was sent to people to tell them that Jesus Christ would give them life, that he would give forgiveness of sins, that he would save them. That's Paul's plan. And he appeared to him. He appointed him to go. And notice this. He says that I want you to go to them so that they may go from darkness to light, from the dominion of Satan to the dominion of God, that they can have forgiveness and inheritance and salvation. How? How does that work? By faith in Christ, in Jesus Christ. Notice how the verse ends, that they would be sanctified by faith in me. I want you to remember, salvation is always by faith in Jesus Christ. Every one of us in this room, if you have eternal life, if you say, I have trusted in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life because you have trusted Jesus Christ to give you life forever. You've trusted in him as your Savior. You've trusted in him to give you life. That's what it's all about. And so Paul says that God set him apart. And let me tell you, what he was to proclaim Christ. Now, we're not apostles, but we have the same privilege, and that is to tell people about Jesus Christ. We're called ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20, we're to go out with the message of Christ. We go into this community. Look at this. We get to tell others that they can have eternal life and forgiveness by faith in Jesus Christ. That's what we get to do. Tuesday night, there's a thing called Downtown Stillwater. I'll mention it at the very end of the message. We'll be downtown. We'll have a booth set up. Basically, our tent will be set up. We're going to take pictures of children. This the Halloween thing when all the kids come by. But we're going to be handing out the Gospel of John's. We're going to be handing out tracts. We're going to be talking to people. We may have 10,000 people come by our booth. We will have opportunities Tuesday night to share the message of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to help us, you can come. It's from 5 to 8. You can come to our booth and we'll let you be right there and you'll have an opportunity. See, we have the privilege, each one of us in this room, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were begging through us. We get to tell people about Christ. Okay, go back to Galatians chapter 1. You have just seen Paul telling about how he went on the road to Damascus and he trusted in Christ as Savior and Christ set him apart to take the message of salvation. Look at Galatians chapter 1. Look at verse 13 because Paul is going to remind them because he has already told them this and he wants to remind them of his background. Look what he says. For you have heard of my former manner of life in Judaism, how I used to persecute the church of God beyond measure, and I tried to destroy it. He says, you remember that I told you that I was persecuting Christians. I was going and trying to kill them, and I was arresting them, and I was bringing them back and putting them in prison. And he said, you know, I was on the road to Damascus to do that. He said, I persecuted the church. Then he says in verse 14, and I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my countrymen and contemporaries among my countrymen, being more extremely zealous for my ancestral traditions. Now, let me just say you one thing. Paul believed, as a Jew, that the Mosaic Law was the key. He was wrong. He said, I thought that. I really knew the law, and I was a Pharisee, and I knew all that, but I was wrong. There are people today that you're going to deal with that are going to tell you that in order to go to heaven, you have to get baptized, you have to join a church, you have to make Jesus Lord of your life, you have to be willing to serve him, you have to do all of these things. They're wrong. Salvation is not works. Salvation is not what we do or keep on doing. Salvation is a gift by faith alone in Christ alone. Paul said, you know my background. I was persecuting the church. I was going after people. Let me tell you, zeal is good, but it's got to be based on truth. If you're going to be fired up and zealous, be fired up about the right thing and the thing from the Bible, okay? And so here's what he says. That's what I was doing. And then look what he says. But when God, who had set me apart from my mother's womb, he called me through his grace. See, that Paul says, God chose me to be an apostle. God had a plan for Paul. And do you realize that God has a plan for you? That as one who belongs to Jesus Christ, he's already told you, I want you to make disciples. I want you to lead people to Christ, and I want you to train them and equip them. I want you to be used by me. I want you to bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ. That's our plan. That's our purpose. We meet together on a Sunday morning to worship Jesus Christ and to be trained and equipped, and then we scatter out in this community to take the message of Jesus Christ. Notice what he says. He says that God called me through his grace. It's always by grace that we are saved. By grace you're saved through faith and not of ourselves. Now watch what he goes on to say. He says that it was pleased by God, verse 16, to reveal his son in me. He showed me Jesus. And so that's when he trusted Christ. And so that, here's his responsibility, that I might preach Jesus, preach him among the Gentiles. Paul said, my plan that God told me, and we saw it back in Acts chapter 26, his plan was to proclaim Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. Now, probably most of us in this room are Gentiles. We're not Jewish. There's some of you in this room, you're Jewish. I wish I was Jewish. I wish I was connected to Jesus in that way. But I am connected to Jesus by faith, and I'm connected to my Heavenly Father because I am a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ. All of us, most of us are Gentiles. Aren't we thankful that God sent Paul out to begin going to that message to the Gentiles so that we could hear the truth of Jesus Christ and believe? Paul's commission was to preach Christ to the Gentiles. Now, here's Paul's purpose of saying all this. He wants them to know what he did after he got his commission. What did he do after seeing Jesus? Notice again verse 16. He said his plan was to reveal his son to me that I might preach him among the Gentiles. Notice, I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood. What does that mean? That means he didn't go talk to people. I didn't get my message from people. See, Paul's point is, my message came from Jesus. Jesus told him the gospel, not people. Paul says, right after I trusted Christ, I didn't get with other people and say, what's our message? What am I supposed to tell people? Jesus told him what to tell people. The gospel is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's told by Jesus. Paul says, listen, I didn't confer with people. And then he says this, I didn't go to Jerusalem. That's the main place. I didn't go to the apostles. Notice what he says in verse 17. I didn't go to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Where did he go? He said, I went away to Arabia, and then I came back to Damascus. Immediately after trusting Christ, you're going to see this. We'll look at it a little bit more, maybe next week or the week after that, that after trusting Christ, Paul went back to Damascus and then disappeared for 3 years in Arabia. And most believe that during that three-year time period in Arabia, Jesus Christ taught Paul the gospel and the truths that Paul later proclaimed. It says, I came back to Damascus, and then the next verse says, and 3 years later. So that's what most believe. Paul was instructed by Jesus Christ. Paul got his message from Jesus Christ. And so that is the key. And so if we want to know what the gospel is, if we want to know what the truth is, if we want to know what we're to tell people in this community, all you have to do is go see what Paul said. We're going to see it later on. Paul said, no, a man's not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Christ Jesus. We're saved by faith in Jesus who died and rose again. So Paul says this. His apostleship was not, it was from God and not man. His message was from God and not man. We're going to stop here. Next week, we'll see what happened after he came back from Arabia. What happened in those early years? And remember, his point is, I didn't get my message from people. I got my message from Jesus. Now, some of you, you've gotten your message from people. You've been in a church or you've been someplace and somebody told you you need to repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your life or walk down an aisle and make him Lord of your life, keep the Ten Commandments, get baptized. You got all these messages from people. You need to go back to the scripture, to the Word of God, where it says that Jesus died for our sins according to the scripture, that he was buried and rose again on the third day according to the scripture. And we're not ashamed of that message. It's the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. That's the message. So don't get your message from people. Get your message from the Bible. That's the key. Let me give you some applications and we'll close. The first one is make sure you know the clear grace message, the gospel. Make sure you know it. Paul makes it clear that it's the death and resurrection of Christ and faith in him. It is not a man's message. It is God's message. Listen, if it's a man's message, it's works. It's something to please God. If it's God's message, it's faith. It's grace. It's to receive the gift. So just remember that. Be able to present the gospel clearly. Let me tell you something. I read something the other day, and this is I have a friend that was in the ministry, and he said that a man, he was in his church, and a man came to him and said, "Listen," and he came to his pastor and he said, "I need some help. I need to know what a person has to do to be saved." He said, "One person I went to says I need to invite Christ into my heart. Another tells me I have to make him Lord of my life. Another one told me I have to surrender my life to him. Another one told me I must take up my cross and follow him. Another one told me I must be baptized." And he looked over at his pastor and said, "Could you tell me what I need to do?" I have a friend that when he was in his teens, he and 4 or 5 of his friends decided that they would try to figure out exactly what is the message of salvation and what church should they be going to. They were in a different town. And they started. They started with a list, and they started with different churches in town, and they said, "We'll just go." And they said after about 6 times, every place they went, they got a different message. Every place they went, they never... And finally, they said, "How are we going to know what the message is?" Listen, if somebody comes to this church, I don't want them walking out the door saying, I don't know what the message is. The message is so clear and plain. Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins. He rose again to conquer death. And salvation is by grace through faith in Him. He is the Savior. Salvation is in a person. It's not in us. We trust in Jesus Christ to give us eternal life. It is that simple. It is that simple. Second application is just... pray for the opportunities that we can share our faith. That's going to be great. Second, remember, the Bible is our authority. The Bible is where we go. It's not us. It's not our works. It's not our goodness. We go back to the Scripture. It's not a man's message. It's God's message. That's why at Stillwater Bible, our emphasis is the teaching of the Bible, because that's the authority. And then last but not least, realize we are commissioned as ambassadors. We get to go with the message of Jesus Christ. We get to tell people how they can have eternal life simply by faith, and we get to go into this community.